World Book Day in 2019 has been generously funded by the Material World Foundation. Thank you from RNIB.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Snap by Patrice Lawrence. Squad. The boy said I had a face like a lemming. Reba's in full flow. The squad all gathered round her. They've got their mouths open like they want to taste her words as well as hear them. It's a full-on bedroom takeover. Jeans and sweatshirts are heaped on my bed and someone spilled liquid foundation over my rug. It must be Kim's. She's the only one who matches that colour. Kim says, "What's a lemon?" Reba rolls her eyes so hard I can hear her lashes slap her forehead. "They're like meerkats, but cuter." I say, "You sure it's a compliment? He thinks your face is small and furry, right?" Reba sucks her teeth. "You wouldn't have complimented if it bounced off your belly, Soraya. What the boy's saying is that my face is so sweet he'd follow it over a cliff." Kim's looking really confused. Sobia fills her in. "Lemons are supposed to follow each other no matter what." Kim shrieks, "That's stupid. If you fall off a cliff, you'll both be dead. Who wants to be dead?" There's silence. Even the damn music stops, like Kendrick's paused it himself to see what I'll do next. Kim catches the mood late and looks around. Her mouth open even wider, like she's expecting to catch really big words in there. Boy, I almost give them to her, all the giant, angry words that have been bouncing round our house for the past 2 weeks. Instead, Reba clears her throat and Kim catches her eye and clasps her hand over her mouth. "Damn, Soraya. Sorry." I make a point of looking around my destroyed bedroom, but don't say nothing.